A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 8th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's anti-corruption drive.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on this 49306065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome our radio to TV viewers. Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's anti-corruption drive.
This comes as President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has embarked on a major corruption crackdown, which has already claimed the scalps of former Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo on allegations of corruption, former Mines Minister Walter Tijakwa, former Agriculture, Mechanization and Irrigation Development Minister Joseph Made on various charges. Arrests of more former ministers, permanent secretaries and members of Mugabe's family are pending.
Mm-hmm. And but of course, critics of Mr. Mnangagwa are saying his anti-corruption drive is targeted at the so-called G40 cabal. This refers to those members of the ruling ZANU-PF party that were sympathetic to President Robert Mugabe and his wife, Grace Mugabe.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Abafisa ukusixhuma khona manje nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Namhlanje sixoxa ngakhona ukubotshwa kwabalabo ababe ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende. Lapha sixhuma ngobaba uGeneral Chombo, kuzobuya ke umnumzana Walter Tijakwa, kuzobuya ke umnumzana Joseph Made, labanye abambalwa abanjengomnumzana Walter Mzembe abethiswa amacala atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye ukuthi abazabotshwa, abanye bangona ngabantwana obayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Lapha sikhuluma ngoShatunga loRobert Jr. Kuzobuya ke nxa sisigangela okunye, baningi abantu abasebekhonona besithi hayi, kanti indaba kubotshwa labo babe ku G40 kumbe iGeneration 40 eyayifuna ukuthi ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe athathe isikhundla somkakhe. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje njalo lisixhume ku Facebook siku VOA Studio 7, VOA Indebele la ku VOA Shona. So asixoxeni kunjalo futhi.
Unguka hama wadiwa nasi tilauti tinge tichitarisa nezo nyaya yekurwisa uwori. Mutungamiri wenyika ba Emmerson Mnangagwa wakazisa iyo kuti nyaya yekurwisa uwori. Ndo ime nyaya angairi pa msoro pezinu za wanuda kuita kubasa watura chigaro kuneva eva mtungamiri wenyika ba Robert Mugabe. Asi ba mwevarukuti aiwa kurwisa uwori. Hakuna kuipa ashaka ipa kutarisa kuti wabuda mbamani ba mwevarukuti nyaya kurwisa uwori inenge akangorerekera kune vaisatsigira va Emmerson Mnangagwa vari muchikwata chiya chaizikanwa nekuti Generation 40 kana kuti G40 kunova ndo kune makurukota anichitsama asungwa achipomerwa mhosva dzeuori. Gibbs,
yes, yabona sivile kula vantu abasibhaleleyo sivile lapha abafuna kuti bangena kuhlelo sile nomboro zenu cellphone la khona ngapho kuba sokubuya ke abanye basithumezele imilayizelo kwaba njengo Abisha. Wabisha kuti yeye siyakubona kuno kuti abantu ababotshwa abaningi yilabo ababu Generation 40 kanti lawo abe team la Coast ke indaba bengabotshwa. Sifisa ukuthi nxa kubotshwa phela kubotshwe wonke umuntu okwakwenzakala kubhanda kuyamenza lo moyo. Yeye siyakuzwa Abisha khona ngapho lapho khona kuzobuya ke umnumzana Alec. U Alec la kuti yeyi esikubona sibili kuhle kakhulu ngoba sokulokubotshwa botshwa lokubophisana ukuthize kodwa ke asikwazi ukuthi kuphelela ngapi esake sakubona ukuthi ke umnumzana umgabe wayejala ukwenza konoko nxa ungabotshwa abantu abe sebakhulula nje basihambele so singazi ukuthi ale uthini kolapho kodwa yayibeka sibili inkulumo yakhe siyakhumbula ukuthi sibili kubakhona bake babotshwa sibili bekuhulumende kamnumzana umgabe kodwa hayi bacina nje sebeyekelwa so ke asixoxeni khona manje ndikubona njani udaba lolo ndibona nzana umnanga kwawenza into eyiyo kumbe nje uyagida nje kunoko kuthiwa ke utshengisela ukuthi ufuna ukuthi abantu bamkhethe so ungani kunjalo kepleasa
Of course we have our first guest to introduce him shortly of course we just want to acknowledge those who are already following on our Facebook page Rogo are with it there. Thank you so much Kenny Sunday tapinda pa live to guys I mean Midrand Johannesburg thank you so much David Sixpence Fay Machipanda Border Post tinotenda Tinashe Mumba says ndifonirei wo call me we'll try to call you Tinashe Mumba Doubt Murwisi arikudawo kufonerwa uyu mhm tichange tichikufonerai let me introduce our first guest human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga Mr. Mavinga good evening
good evening blessing us Gibbs thank you and good evening to the listeners
thank you so much for joining us Gibbs you can fire away
what's your take Mr. Mavinga on these arrests that are going on you know in Zimbabwe
So far, it appears that this could be retributive justice agenda and selective in that the targets so far are almost exclusively the vanquished G40 faction of ZANU-PF and not the criminals around the current president, as it were. So this is the worrying challenge that it appears is not wholesome. It's not comprehensive, but we are looking at a selective application of the law. It's not only that. It's not serious enough. Because if you look at some of the cases that we hear in the court of ministers being arrested for having, you know, bags of maize or beans on their property or expired maize seed, like in the case of Joseph Made. So it seems there hasn't been any comprehensive and thorough investigation. But it appears the end result might be just arrest and humiliation and arrest harassment and not a comprehensive anti-corruption drive.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mavinga, your critics and backers of the president will say no, the issues that you want to be investigated might need a lot of evidence gathering. And the president must start somewhere, and is starting with the lowest hanging fruits. There's nothing wrong with that. Those big ones will come later.
I don't think that would be a proper and systematic way to deal with corruption in Zimbabwe, which is so endemic. What is needed is to look at the big issues, begin investigations, do it properly, and not rush to arrest as if it is persecution by prosecution or simply targeting opponents. Why just go for G40 ministers, as it were? There is also hanging fruit on the other side. We have had cases in the public of public accusations of corruption against ministers like, say, Robert Mpofu or others. Those can be acted upon. Why take this selective approach? And also, why not have a deeper investigation? Why not have the police do their work properly and not appear to be driven by the need for publicity that so-and-so minister of G40 has been arrested and not necessarily the rate of conviction? What we want to focus on is how many people have been properly arrested, subjected to due process of law and convicted. How many convictions are we counting? None so far.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
But do you foresee any convictions, Mr. Mavinga?
At this rate and with the kind of issues that are being put on the charge sheets, I doubt very much. You know, when someone like former Minister Mzempi is accused of donating television sets to church organizations, surely, I don't see any serious convictions. What I'm looking forward to, if Mnangagwa is serious, investigations into the companies and individuals who siphoned diamond revenue from Marange. Those companies must be held accountable, and we want to see a big amount that we can talk about, not this petty case that they are talking about 30 bags of maize here or 30 bags of sugar beans on Makwasensho Ngwane farm. That is not serious work at the moment. It's just harassment of opponents. The investigations into the dubious Grace Mugabe doctorate, these are not serious issues of corruption. What we want is to look at the core of corruption, which is systematic. And so far, nothing has been done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we've got a call up, listen. Is Lo Babu Makaya, it's one. Babu Makaya, how are
you?
How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you?
Ya kuyachisa ngifike lamhlanje ngivele eZimbabwe kodwa ngihlangana lakho ilanga lichisa ngapha kho.
So ungaphi khona bose uBotswana kumbe eSouth Africa?
ngiseSouth Africa eMpumalanga province.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu. So akutsho baba uyabona ukuthi abantu bayabotshwa khona ngale Zimbabwe ungathini nakho khonokho?
So siyazi ayikhuluma azange kahle ukuthi iprogram ibenjani.
Ye kukhanya kunabantu ababotshwayo nje sikhuluma. Kunje abanjengo-Ignatius Chombo, kuzobuya uJoseph Made labanye ababe ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende kusase kulo mgabe esikhundleni. So babotshela ukuthi abanye kuthiwa bafumbathiswa, abanye kuthiwa babe ngenzi kuhle besemahofisini, njalo abanye ngokungathembeki nje. So kubona njani khonokho?
Kubonakala kuqondile but engingabashwalako ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa njengo-president okhona kathesi ngesikhathi kusabusa umgabi besisazi kahle ukuthi uhulumende wakukhona obe-corruption ebona ngoba mbani laye uMnangagwa obephakathi ukuthi kathesi ngazeke botsha usecaca yena angabe secaca ukuthi yena useminjani ukusiphi isimo ngokuthi khona yikho kungasisiza ukuze sibone ukuthi for sure kulwisana nokhuraphi nokuqondileyo.
So ke wena ubona ngazani-ke ukubotshwa kwabo lokhu yikudlala ngesikhathi nje vela kulalutoza phuma
nxabikho nokuyana vele sesikwazi nanga besesekuzama kade kuyikudlala ngesikhathi but singakwazi kade kuleba esitela ukuthi uhulumende omutsha mhlawumbe because sifuna ukuthi kucace ukuthi kade sekuyekwenza njani laphana vele kade bebotshwa nje emehleni yabantu ngale nkundla bakhishe but asazi khathesi ukuthi ba inyaka kuzawudlala indima enjani.
Ye siyabonga kakhulu baba Makaya, sibongele kakhulu, ungathina kusasa.
Ngiyabonga baba, zitshone kahle.
Hayi lawe utshone kahle khona ngapho. So that was Mr. Makaya is in Mpumalanga, South Africa. You are saying, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa should come clean, you know, because he used to be in a government that was accused of, you know, corruption and all those kind of things. And where does he stand himself, you know, in terms of this corruption? Of course, he wants people to be investigated. But what about him? So he's got that big question, I think.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, Ms. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu, a political activist based here in Seattle, Washington State in the U.S. Ms. Ndlovu, good evening.
Yebo, njani bakithi?
Ngiyaphila. Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila uthini? UChrist.
Oh, blessing.
No, I'm blessing. So, Ulamo keeps
up. Yes, blessing.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Give me a good fire.
So basically, first we'll start this conversation in English, then we can use our own languages. So, how do you, what's your take actually on these arrests?
Okay, I think these arrests are a good sign to me as an individual and someone who's been following politics in Zimbabwe, because I see someone who is trying to show us that he's genuine. He's trying to move from where they were to the next step. If he took over and he did nothing, I would be the first person to complain. But he took over in November, and you can see some significance. If you are going to look at someone who has 8 farms and they build houses like they are building castles in Scotland, where did they get that money? The only thing that I can add on is that there are still some people that are within the government that is keeping in the ministry that I believe they also deserve to be arrested. Because he's trying to set an example. Zimbabwe had gone into corruption, so much corruption from the top to the lowest person in the country. And he is telling you, I am going to be a no-nonsense person. I'm not going to tolerate the same kind of corruption that we had in the previous government. And that's what I understand, and I believe, I'm speaking for myself, I need to give him a chance. I can't start complaining now. I want to look at those arrests and see where they are going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start complaining.
Yeah, but some are saying, if you look at all those arrests, everyone who has mm-hmm. been arrested is a perceived member of the so-called G40 faction that has now been vanquished, and people are saying, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this.
Yeah, I see, I understand politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I participated in the liberation struggle, and I understand what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the United States. I've lived in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
If you take someone to court, like he's taking them to court, and I'm sure he has reasons why those people, he has arrested those people, and he will bring them to the court. But if they are brought to the court, then we find that their arrest has been political, then I would be concerned that he did that to eliminate them. I don't see whether he did that to eliminate them or there's something that we don't know as citizens why they have been arrested. And for me, I wish he could arrest more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would be happy to see him going after his own colleagues that are currently in the government. But I can't say the G40 because I don't know who the G40 is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think so far he has arrested 40 people. If he wanted to arrest the G40, I wish he could also put Grace Mugabe in there because she was also part of the G40.
She has been investigated. They've
yeah,
hinted
yeah.
that an arrest might actually be coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't know what those crimes those people committed.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when people investigate, it doesn't matter which part of the world. There's an investigation in this country where I live. And people get arrested after an investigation. Let's give them a chance. And let those people get arrested and get arrested if they mm-hmm. they're arrested and tried in court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So ngicane yabuyela kuwe ngamafishane sibini ngesindebele ukuthi pho ke ubona ngazani kuya ngapi kono kubotshwa abantu labo ngamafishane sibini.
Baza hambe court baba. Baye kufakwa kuphambi kwamashawuli izindaba. Nxa bengenzanga lutho bazakhutshwa. Nxa kulolutho abalwenzileyo bazahambe ejele. Lingakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ukuthi lisinjani.
Mm.
IZimbabwe ibisi-corrupt. And I understand his definition of corruption. Definition of corruption kuye ngendlela akufaka ngayo kuskulu e-adresa abantu e-South Africa. He says if a teacher goes to work and they don't teach, ngesikhathi befanele befundise, i-corruption. If nxa ungunesi ungahamba esibhedlela, uyesebenza kumele usebenze, ufike ungasebenzi, uyenze ezinye izinto zakho, that corruption. And the corruption in Zimbabwe is deep. And ukuthi sise sesabe ukuthi siyesingenza corruption sizawotshwa. Kumele set an example. It's unfortunate ukuthi abantu laba sebafayi, sebabophile, labantu kade beku-opposition yakhe. Sizabona after the next election whether abazamu-opposa uzababopha. Then we can start complaining. Because thina kasikho besingekho phakathi kwezandla esiphansi. Umlangako wephakathi kwezanu. And ngabe kuthiwa abantu bezanu bona abanye ababephakathi kwezanu babuza ukuthi kathi mina ngakuthobo umbophela munde kuba it's possible G4 yona leyo there is something that they did that we don't know.
Mhm.
Anto kase kuba investigate manje ama diamonds.
Kunjalo.
Siyakwazi ukuthi zathathwa mbani.
Mhm.
Nxa kungasethwanga investigations we will never know. And I want to say one thing about politics here in Zimbabwe. Politicians are politicians, and they will always be politicians. They will not change. But when someone comes, a sphere of government is Zanguchinja, is it? Atimam Gelenin is born to Zawiyama. Sing a zimb.
Yes.
Sing against the loot.
Yes.
Because in a lot of time, mina ngizale emathebelele ngilandisela ukuthi ngafelwa ngabantu bangikhaya bangake etholotsho ebulawa igugu round. But I'm saying to myself, even if mina zenihlaba umkhosi, ugogo wami labo bani bani bami they are not going to come back. But iZimbabwe is a country that has to move on. And the same people bona labo abafuna ukuthi bethone belindise umna ngagobe embuzisisa igugu round, yingabe ngingabuzanga umgabe kutaa. Because umuntu wayefuda ngumgabe. And ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi thina ku-community yethu yisasithi ngumlangabha ngumlangabha, he could be the one. But the same people that are asking umlangabha now abangama-politicians bakobulawa, I would ask them questions bakhamisa. For instance, we had this Zambezi Water Project. It never came anyway. But umuntu wadla iZambezi Water Project ngubani?
Sikubamba umlomo, yes, ukubamba umlomo, siyabuya kuwe khonapho-ke. So she's saying that... you know, Mr. Mnanga was trying to set an example of how to tackle corruption and should be given a chance. Basically, that's what she's saying.
Okay.
So, we'll go back to it.
I think we have a caller. Tina Advocate. Magadi.
How are you, sir?
Iwa, Tirinani, could you say go?
I'm fine, but I think what is happening is quite clear. The issue, let's give government chance. What we have seen is maybe a continuation of what was happening with the former president. The same, some of these guys were being investigated.
Advocate, your line is bad. If you may move a little bit from where you are, maybe it might help.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying maybe what we are seeing is a continuation of the same investigation which is started during the previous government. And as you rightly said, these are the low hanging fruits. And everything has to start from somewhere.
Unfortunately, we got cut off.
The lines are really bad.
The lines are bad. You know, especially one particular network. Which we are not going to mention, but it has been giving us problems since morning. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Blessing.
Yes, you heard what Ms. Ndlovu said, that at least Mr. Mnangagwa is doing something. They need to give him time.
No, I do not agree, Blessing, because this is exactly what they want. To give the impression that they are doing something. Because, look, if you are going to deal with corruption, you might as well do it properly. You know, when you talk of the courts, let's also look at the independence of those institutions. What we need here is, let's take, for example, former minister Ignatius Chombo. What was the charge? You know, he was released after having been tortured, and then he was then picked up on a second charge, which was pure harassment. That was being a criminal nuisance for wearing regalia of ZANU-PF without permission. So when you talk of the arrest as a headline, it looks like it's something that's happening, but it's completely pointless because now it's no longer about corruption. It's just something that is very petty, and that would not result in a conviction or on issues of corruption on a large scale. But this is what is happening. It's just harassment, which does not go to the root of dealing comprehensively or wholesomely with corruption.
Gibbs?
Yes, I'm also a colleague. Umnunzana Tio Mavinga. Slabantova be lapetu and Okala again with desire. Baba desire, Unjan. Baba desire, I'm going to design. Desire? Yeah, mnumzana, kunjani? Kukanyi mfoni yake sijeba yu.
Lines are bent.
Yeah, malazi zangu kono wanza sevens. Sambuele la futi. Sizame kubwa mungu wenye. Oh, Tizal, kutoa kona, eh?
Hello.
Yeah, unjani? Hey,
kona. Hello.
Yeah, sasa kuhuzo, baba. I think, bebe nga ungenza, utelapa, mpakati.
Okay.
So, utini wena hota kwa lalu, mnumzana?
Angiza wa.
Utini nga loko ubocho kwa bantu. Ezi babo, siyabondi ba nenga kulu. Asewe tochwe, lapo chombo, kuzobuya Walter Chitakwa, Walter Mzembe. Iba tochwa sivili. Uonungubwana njani kono?
Amina, kwa wangu tiku intente kakulu. Ngoba, iza no PF nge corruption kwa iveli hamba pambili. Kwa ziwa vile utibu kwa kwa corrupt. So, lo pete mai ebazi, laba aba, aba tibengi corruption. Funa babo kimpela, angabanga batalisi. Ngoba, laba ntiba luche kakulu, ama resources a country. Nasi ifemili kama kabe na ibu kuna azababu faza na wewe ifemili kama kabwa na sioni pudu chum kabu mtaa agambo pungo sasa kama kabe na wewe kubo sana bantu na ba hapa katika jala ni mali wewe onkinda bantu wa kubo wetupe so ma yesenza anjalum nanga wa kalem jingizo ni pele benga mtaani kwa tangu nchi la angata nza akoni zinjazo kuna nami sengi shukutai into yenza ira ni yam supporta wa zinjizo kwa kuhusu
kwa yeye maso usunga zani susoften inchi zisubu na ni hai wana into testimenza.
Yona into tesebenza kodwa ngeke ngisho ngoba namhlanje khulunywa kuyo ngeke ngisho ngendlela izano PF ehleleke ngakhona ngoba indlela ehleleke ngakhona yona angiyisupport lokhu ngingakhuluma ngelila mangakube khulunywa mhlawumbe ngazama ukungena ngalelanga nekhuluma ngeUnity Day ukuthi Unity Day injani.
Yeah.
Ngangizophawula lapho ukuthi hayi mina Unity Day angiyiboni into efanele celebrate especially kulolu hlangothi lasemathebeleleni ngoba ngendlela izano PF ehleleke ngakhona I accommodate even it was just ukuvala abantu imizomo lokhu but into yenza kwamanje ku right
uyibona uzani kodwa lo muntu ozagwetjwa yini uzokuthola ujombo zobegwetjelo kodwa kungenzakala kono
into engayazi kungakuhle kakhulu singajabula kakhulu even nabo Jonathan Moyo balandele labakhona babo ngoba ngithi ku Jonathan Moyo isikhathe ungumminista angazi bathi kunemali ayisebenzise endaweni engafanelanga ayisebenzise khona and wayechoma ngako mbuluza ngako e-proud ngako ngathi into e-right siyasibone kwamanye amazwe uminista ma yisebenzisa imali ye-ministry la angafanelanga ayisebenzise khona uyaboshwa uyakhishwa esikhundleni aboshwa kodwa umgabo ubelibele abacommodate eqhubeka nabo futhi bejabulela i-corruption so ngicabanga ukuthi ma ngababopha kanjalo mnanga aze abophe nefamily kamgabe ngoba ku-obvious ifamily kamgabe i-corrupt.
Yebo,
noma ngabheka nokuthi unkosikazi wakhe wathola njani i-degree, bekuthi abantwana bakhe bebedlala kanjani ngemali, bekuthi amaplazi bekuwathatha kanjani, bheke yonke into le umkhwenyana bobephethe lapha kwaZimbabwe, yonke leyo nto kufanele ababophi impela, babuyise ezinye imali abazithatha.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Disa, isibongo mbani mnumzane?
Indlovu.
Sibongela Ndlovini wathi nokusasa, eh?
Alright, ngiyabonga.
Ye, so that is Mr. Disa. He says Mr. Mnangagwa is doing the right thing. And he's actually softened his heart towards him. He says, yeah, he appears to be a man who is working very hard. But he says he doesn't trust the ZANU-PF. Whatever they're doing is good, but he has to actually look into exactly how they're doing things. So he says the best thing is for Mnangagwa to also use Zak to arrest people like Jonathan Moyo. He says the allegations against Moyo of corruption, and even the first lady, says if possible, and his kids, and even his son-in-law, all of them should be arrested. Then I'm told we've got Mr. Ngonyo on the line. Baba Ngonyo, Ngonyan. Stella, utini Stella.
Hey, Nyapila, mani. Ndiyan, Nyapila, what?
Nyapila, Ngonyo, Ngonyo, Stella.
Ndiyan, Papa, Mbila.
Ngonyo, Nekoli.
Hai, Kuru, Raji, Ngonyo, Ngonyo, Moya, Mani, Ngonyo, Ngonyo.
Ye, natutaba, Stella, lapa. Ukanya, Ngonyo, 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 bonke lapho so wena ubona njani?
I know man into enhle kakhulu le ubonisa khona ukuthi Mnangagwa yindoda omele siyetende empeleni mina ngokubona kwami nazobona ngibona ngenye indlela ehlukileyo kancane yes abantu bamzondala ubaba ikakhuleke kwele matebrelendi ngegugrawund yebo hayi asikuyani lokuyana kodwa-ke umuntu anti uyaxolelwa kuphela mayezivuma izono zakhe angithi kodwa lokhu akwenzayo kuyiphathi yokuzama ukuklina laphana ngenxa yokuthi vele bese kungcole kakhulu kuzanu laphana siyakubonga thina ngoba ma simbone senza kanje empeleni akusiki ukuthi uthenga amehlo abantu kodwa masimbona la ngendlela lokuba ayethimamele ngendlela ade khuluma ngayo noma nilindoda uyazama ukuthi alungise ibizwe uyazama ukuqina laphana ngoba vele kumele aqale etshanyele laphana etafuleni andikwane itafuleni yani kuzabe kukudla okuphinda phana engavekile okhe kungcolile kunjalo so mayenza i-cleanup leyo ayenzayo siyajabula siyakubonga lokhuya yebo asimnikezeni ithuba lomuntu ikakhulu thina amandebele asibonelayo ake simnikeze ithuba siyafika isikhathi aze futhi nakithi azocolisa nginethemba kuyathi ma izinto sezi-right uzobuya azocolisa sozayeke ngoba awukhulume kakhulu ngocolo simzwile konke lokuyana siyakubonga zonke izigebengu zezane bekade ziwona mbethiwa i-G40 leyo thina kasikwazi ukubiza sithi izane ngoba akuvele kuyizane so naye ma eziza ukuthi uyingwenya kabonise ubungwenya bakhe ngoba njengamanje imbheke ngamebogozi kakhulu ukuthi ufuna ukwenzani uzoyenzani ma ebabopha laba abantu ngeqiniso thi babona begwexa bevalelwa o-50 years besejele abanye behlala mpela odilika jele o-90 years o-95 years futhi zikudu mani ku-right lokuyani vele yitho esikufunayo izigebengu kazivalelwe zonke sesekubuyelwa futhi laphana kuyehlala futhi etafuleni sesekudekwa labantu ababeletha abantu ngo-2008 babanje futhi nabo bafakwe emthethwandaba baziwe kubuye kubuyelwe futhi eseqala futhi naye lapha khona umnangakho ukuthi igugu round uphendule esithini ngoba lapho sifuna ukumuzwa futhi esiphendula
awuphendula
yes ukuze simxolela ngithi kumele asiphendule ngegugu round engabe lokho esithi simxolele simxolele yes sizamxolela kodwa aqale aphendule kuqala ukuthi waye kwakuhamba njani ngoba lathi kuyazigida sinje asikwazi ukuthi kwakuhamba njani sabona abadala bephongukulawo phambi kwethu nabanye abafowethu bafa asazi ukuthi kwakuhamba njani
aambona
simnikezeni ithuba mama
awuboni ngesibonge kakhulu sitshele ungathi nakusasa
ngiyabonga mani ngiyabonga kakhulu amba
okay baba isitshela so that is Mr. Stella Ngwenya is saying that Mnangagwa is doing a good job He says, you know, he's a person that has been seeking for help, you know, not help per se. He has been trying to say people should forgive him for whatever happened, you know, during the cook-around times and, you know, for people to actually, you know, live together in a, like a family. So he says, no, if it comes to the people, then apologizes, people are going to respect that and respect him more than any other person that has ruled Zimbabwe. He says, what he would like to see is the arrest of other people. If they're jailed for 50 years, 90 years, for life, and all those kind of things, he'll rejoice. Because he'll say, yes, Mr. Mnangagwa was actually doing a lot of things. And he says he must remember to also arrest those that actually killed people in 2008, and those that committed the cook-around atrocities. So he'll be happy to see all that. And then he had a term that he used. He said Mnangagwa is literally draining the swamp. You know,
so in Donald Trump style.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mavinga. Mavinga.
Hello, Ndripano. Hello.
Tombo Odzoka kwa Muri Murugunzu. Wa muari kutai wa vamnanga guano fana kuti va tangire panichimo shidano. Bombo bata idzodzi ripo idzavaru kuona idzodzi. Theni kumberu kuka na shibvira. Kuzoongora hizo dzimangoda dziri kudiwa nevanhu vakawanda idzi.
Ah kwete hatingati kubatana kumeso chidaro. Chiripo ndechekuti nyaya dzewar dzinoda kuti dzitambwe negwara kwaro dziitwe nemazvo nemapurisa achinge akaberekusaya zvakanaka. Pasakupite chii dzange chekubhanyira kuda kusunga vanhu pasina nyaya inobatika iripo. Zvakareko zvese vari kusungwa vanongova veiyeyai chipoti ko nemhaka yei saka nyaya yavari kusungirwa ichiri nyaya yecorruption here yehuori kana kuti inyaya yekuti vanga vari kudivi rimwe ranga richitsigirana navamugabe nemhuri yavo nozvinenge zvavapo iko zvino tiri kuti isusu onai dambudziko riripo nderekuti vanginangagwa havasi mutsva wetambo munhu anga ati navamugabe makore ese makumi matatu nemanomwe apfuura saka gaitogeita sekuti munhu mutsva uyu munhu anga arimo mukati menyaya iyi munhu wekuti kana vakangoti chibate bate zvinji dzinoamonerawo dzoziri pachena ndo dambudziko riripo rinogona kuzovatadzisa kuti vatambe nyaya idzi makaona imini kuti pakasungwa vatombo pakutanga vakapa chikumbiro kudare redzimhosva kuti sei vapa umboo neuchapupu hwavo pativande vachiti nekuti zvikazivikanwa nenyika yese zvinorwera hazvizokuti zvakanaka ndochekutanga chesiri tinoona kuti vachombo vakasiyiwa nenyaya iyoyo ndokubva vazobatwa vachinzi vabatirwa nyaya yei nyaya yekupfeka kepesi asi nyika inenge ichiudzwa kunzi inyaya yehuori zvino kupfeka kepesi hungava huori here nai vazulu ndo yatingati kora kuchena yacho here iri kutaurwa iyoyo kana kuti uyo aimbova gurukota rezvemasipotsi makosi michongwane ozi afungirwa kunzi ane masaga akati wandei ebeans ndizvo here mozasi vari kubata nyaya dzeuori kwete ngatitegei kubatana kumeso kana kuhwanda nemunwe muri dzowembwa ndoumwe tete ngazvive netichete zvinhu zviri kuitwa izvi kwete kuti zvoita kwekuti inyaya dzejipoti dziri kutambwa kwete
tinotenda zvikuru vadewa mavhinga. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the anti-corruption drive launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is coming after the ouster of former President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, after the military said it was tapping in because, of course, amongst others, the issue of corruption that they were alleging that Mr. Mugabe was not handling very well. And Mr. Mnangagwa has promised to deal with corruption. Some are saying this is very positive and he's in the right direction. Yet others are saying no, they don't agree with Mr. Mnangagwa because he seems to be targeting his political opponents, the vanquished so-called G40 cabal. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a lot of people that are posting messages on Facebook, and one of them is Mark. Mark writes, this is not a fight. This is not a fight against corrupt leaders, but a factional battle between the two factions. Then Tutuzwa, Sunduzwa says, can you call me, guys? I'm at Oliver Tambo Airport. Mm-hmm. Then Noma Kabo says, these arrests are a smokescreen. And then for Sakile Liline, Duncan Komo, Costa Manzini, thank you so much for joining us. Sindisa Nyati, Tembani Tube, Peter Nyoni, and Tembegile Matangu Mchimba. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lisichasele khonapha likhona lani siyalibona. And then kule omnye message ethunyezwe khona manje nguThabani, uThabani uthi limfoni lefowethu. So I'm told we've got a caller.
Yes, nemwe mterere makadi. Aiwa, tiripo munoitwa vani. Nhare yacho haisi kunyatsonzwika, munogona kumbofamba here? Phone dzacho dziri kuti netsei Gibbs.
So I've got some two other messages.
Yeah.
And one from Shapiro Moyo, who says, can you call me, including Tozi Simpofu? He says, I'm in Bulawayo. Call me now, please. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got a problem, like you said, about this specific network, which is not allowing us to call people the way we're supposed to. And then Nomakawa also writes, it sounds like the victims of Kukuraunda are willing to forgive Mr. Mnangagwa fully. So why is he not apologizing and compensating the victims? So I think it goes along with this kind of corruption thing. And then, as I said, Indlanga Manzi, Jamela says, I'm watching you guys too. So thank you so much for those that are watching us. And Ntokozi Simpofu says, please, call me now. So do you have anybody?
I think we also have Biggie Stole, who says, Ndiriku che. Thank you so much. We have John Mugwagwa, arikuseka akapa. Stephen Lewantu Mukudu, arikuti, no, he is the same as Mugabe. Then Chandapiwa Takawira, arikuti, let's give Mnangagwa a chance to see how he is going to perform. Thank you so much, Crispin Karewere, Kaware-were. In Cape Town, then Justice Manzongo says, prison is a place where big thieves
keep small ones. This is a quotation from the later Dr. Edson Mudadirwa Jobo in 1979.
Yes.
He said that, of course, a prison is a place where big criminals keep small ones.
Certainly. Then what Elliot Mukome, who is in Beira in Mozambique, he says, hi guys, thank you for joining us, Mukome. Then what Neo Leo Pokatsu, who says it's laughable to say the least what is going on in Zimbabwe. Then Ernest Nube says, what is G40 as compared to the president himself that instructed the butchering, alleged butchering of people in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces? Derek Wungwe says, Mnangagwa 2018 is collecting state revenue from those who actually looted. So he's saying this is a clever way of getting money, you know, for the government. And then Ernest Nguma says, the whole of ZANU-PF needs to be arrested. And then Albert Mufundo says, what about the $15 billion from diamond revenues? Then Moses Selo writes, it's a question actually. Says, is Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa himself clean? I think maybe this begs some kind of commentary from our friend here who is Mr. Teo Mavinga. So Mr. Mavinga, here's the question. Is Mr. Mnangagwa himself clean? Of course, we can make allegations, right? Oh, Mavinga is gone as well. So it's me and you now. So do we have any other caller there?
We don't have messages? We have messages, of course, on our Facebook page. We'll try to connect with Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Phones, like we said, bear with us. They are a bit problematic, but we are doing our best. And Tina Philip Munjaranji are good live in Tekwini. Thank you so much, Philip. Frederick 20p Argutie Dewa is spot on. Stephen Lewanto Mukudu says, I grew up with Dewa. Interesting. Stephen, and then we have Rufaro Esther Argutie, and this Kunzwa Dex, you have to learn, sure. That's true, Esther. You have to learn. Minangia doba doba.
Yeah, well, you are trying, but...
doing my best.
Yeah, I doing my best.
Yeah, everyone is doing, doing very well.
Okay. And, we'll I'm looking.
Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe with President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying that he's going to crack down on corrupt officials. And so far, quite a number of former ministers have been arrested, including a former finance minister and the last finance minister appointed by President Robert Mugabe, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, the likes of Walter Muzembi, the former foreign affairs minister, Walter Chidagwa, mines minister, and others, a provincial governor, Machaya, of the Midlands province. He has also been arrested. But of course, critics of the president are saying he is not doing enough, and he is also focusing on, you know, what Mr. Mavinga referred to, those who store petty cash, not the real alleged looters.
Yes, no, Babu Mpofu, love it to win. Babu Mpofu, salve on alba.
Yeah, what is that about?
Spile la cool, Mpofini, uwu pigolapa, Mpofu.
Mese perio hi, bro.
Ah, bwone nge, ibi zombani, Mpofini.
Mina makuyenzele Thomas Mpofu mbehlele nenkayi.
Ah, ubona ke jahelidala. So wena ubona njani ukubotshwa kwabantu kona phakhe? Eh, abajanga bochombo, omzembi, oshidakwa, nabanye bachiyene.
Ngiyakubona baba kodwa ke mawu kanela kahle kahle. Izano vele isukele ekuqaleni yakhumbula iSandra Commission iwele kwethi scandal. Usiza uzozofika lo hlupho labogugura wonto omramba thina. Uze futhi wena lamadoda wakhuluma Mnangagwa ungeke uthole i-bookshelf yabo ukuthi ungathenga ibhuli kaMnangagwa. Ukuthi ifunde ukuthi eqalisa ukuba i-youth ejoyina izano engena kwi-liberation strike i-activities yakhe yayingathi i-biological yakhe asiyazi ukuthi vethu beuhamba kanjani. So into njengazo lezo
ndakanga kuti tina sivi sikola lami ngikule ngitakuteka kuzapho zigijima ngabotshwa lami ngatshaya kakhulu ngamabhunu njalo ekuqaleni wabheka abantu bashisela imizi ngamabhunu kulanto ababulawayo kuthiwa ngabathengisi abakhulumi ngabo abantu abaye babakhula izimbabwe abantu badisile abanye ama-youth esasilawo betshitshilwa amabhunu abanye babulawa abakhulumi ngakho iyatshisa imizi akukhulunywa ngakho manje kukhulunywa ngokuthi khona kulala abantu be-corruption kodwa uma ukhumbula usikhuze watshaya ingoma ethiyona i-crisida wafonya kuma abakhulumi izani indala nge-corruption so okwamanje ukuthi thina sithi esikhule siyibona sihluphe ngesikhathi senti silama-50 years manje azange sisebenze ekhaya zange vele sithole lutho mara i-examination ngabhadala kodwa zange ngithole ama-examination tefasi bathiwa amatiacher ngesikhathi se-gugrawund vele hayi mina kwakuthiwa ngishile vele kodwa babona ukuthi ngasaphila kubenzima baba kodwa indoda bengayizwe ikhulumayo kodwa ayiqiniswa bikho ngoba ngabe kuthiwa kula mabhuku akho ayabhala ama-leaders edala amabhuku abhalayo ukuthi sifunde nge-autobiography yabo ukuthi babesenzani bazasenzelani can read from there but manje hayi kunzima ukuthi sithole isiqiniso kibo labantu
kodwa bona zani bona abasebebotshiwe-ke bazagwetshwa yini kumbe lapha-ke lize kuphela
maybe ngaba i-smoke screen nje ukuthi siyakashisa phela abantu ama-politicians they talk what they see people want to hear that's what they talk about then ekwenzeni kwabo kube kude kakhulu kudila iminyaka ethize beli-promisile into abazalenzela yona so babheka nge-situation ukuthi hhayi abantu manje bafuna ukutshelwa lokhu basitshele lokhu abasitshela khona sijabule ngalezo sikhathi sithi bazasenzeka hayi basidlindlela ngilani sitshela ukuthi siyasibheka siya phandle
siyabonga kakhulu baba mpofu ungadinga kusasa mnumzane
ngiyabonga ba
ye siyabonga kakhulu so that was Mr. Mpofu he says if Mr. Mnangagwa is doing well, it cannot be measured against his own background because he doesn't know a thing about his bio, you know. Since of course, he's the president, but he's not well known in terms of, you know, who exactly he is. He says maybe he committed a lot of crimes, maybe he's corrupt. People want to know all those kind of things. And he says ZANU-PF has got a very good history of corruption. So that's how he sees it.
Of course, yeah. We are not a court of law,
yes.
And all of these are allegations until a court of law rules otherwise, they remain allegations. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's anti-corruption drive. Of course, the weekly newspapers were reporting last week that former President Robert Mugabe's family might be targeted. There was even a hint that one of the cases that was being investigated involved murder, Gibbs, allegedly by a member of the first family. This is according to the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, or ZAC. And of course, we did try to bring on board the chief investigator in the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, Mr. Goodson Nguni. Unfortunately, he said he was not available today and was trying to get us someone to talk to, the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. But unfortunately, the lines are bad. Next time, we'll certainly try to bring them on board. But those are some of the issues that they're investigating, like you mentioned earlier on, that even the degree allegedly attained by former First Lady Grace Mugabe is being investigated.
Yeah.
You know, ZAC is saying there are no records at all at the University of Zimbabwe about that particular degree. So it's an issue that they are investigating. And of course, issues of diamonds allegedly that disappeared. But of course,
they remain just allegations. But
yes, yes.
The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission says it is investigating. And the last time I talked to Mr. Ngun, actually, he was saying that they are dealing with 482 cases.
Yeah. Quite a lot of
you see that they are looking at. So quite a number of cases, Gibbs.
Yes, we had a caller, but his phone just cut off. And then we've got Henry Makura, who says, I'm watching you from South Africa. I don't see the difference between these guys and those that are street walkers. So then Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu says, send corner, can you call me again? So she sent us a number there on Facebook. I guess we are going to access it. Then Zex Skauke says, I'm happy to watch you guys live. Live from Washington. And this is my first time. Good job, man. And then he says, there's Cesar Chuma, who says, what about those who looted farms? And some of these farms were used as kickbacks. Then Tetepi Zulu says, Linjan Bafowethu is in Botswana. And then we've got several other people who are actually watching. Thank you so much, Tokas Wobe, you're saying you're watching us. Carl Marunga is also around. He says, please call me if you can. Hazel Mata Buzwane Tube says, yeah, but let's not hip everybody or paint everybody with the same brush. You must give us substantive, tangible evidence as to what each individual looted. Remember, being a thief has its roots from one's childhood. That's something new to say, right?
Tinam Koma Mandike Variparunare Magadi. Mkoma Mandike?
Ndiriku kunzai.
Taurai zveitizwe, tukutaura nyaya dzewori.
Iyo nyaya iri kuitwa naMnangagwa ndofunga itori nyaya yakatoya naka iyoyo. Zvasiyana nezvaiitwa naVamugabe pamakore apfuura. Nekuti zvitori nani kuti vanosungwa vasungwe, pane kuti pashayikwa anosungwa. Izvo varitoita zvitori nani zvo, nekuti iyo ndovayamosi, ndovanyatsoziva mbavha kuti yanga iri hombe ndeipi zvichiteera nezvigaro zvavo zvichiita zvakadaro. Kerekazo vabata vaMnangagwa, ezvilong vabata dzimwe mbavha dzimwe dzose idzi. Bava ngadzisunge tiri kwaiti ngaitora paitoendera mberi even nyange nekumareserva chaange ngaitopinda kumacancellors nekumasabhuku whomever aita that kind of corruption atombobatwa nenyaya dzakadai chaidzodzo ndongandomanzi mashomashoma andingakuda kuti ndichotaura tiri kwaiti sakanaka kunamboiti ngavabate vanhu vanhu vangavasunge chibage tingaora shuwa kuora mumba vanhu vachifane nzara chiiine nzara chibage chinzitaurira mumba makambozona kupi ivevo
I want not end as Kurua Mandike. Mr. Mandike says he supports what President Mnangagwa is doing, but of course want to emphasize that all these are allegations. You know, of course, people on air, they are fond of saying, oh, so-and-so is corrupt. You know, that is up to the courts to decide whether one is corrupt or not. You know, in law they say you are innocent until proven guilty. Of course, that's what we want to emphasize. But Mkoma Mandiki is saying Mr. Mnangagwa is starting somewhere. He should take this even to the you know, villages, because he's alleging that there are some councillors. So he's saying they too must be investigated, and he's commending the president for doing this.
And then we've got Shapiro on Facebook. Shapiro Moyo says, call me. You know, his country code is 90. I don't know which country that is. And then we've got Sakile Liline, who's saying, I'm watching you guys. Great topic. You are enjoying it. Then Ruben Lobo says, Sabona Tube, says corner. Ruben, thank you so much. And give us your number. We'll call you right now. Do you have any caller there?
I think we have Mkoma Forward. Magadi Mkoma Forward.
Nyavara mkoba sakadiko.
Kuno kuri nani chando chete.
Uno kune chando chokupisa mai.
Zvakaomba right. Sipo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzino dzinodai ini ndiwo wida zvari kutaura. Bozi zvanhu pfu gomo rakasara nemakudo. Mamwe makudo haachanzimo. Aya asara anotora mamwe oya osungirira pamutete pemunda kuti uya muone paya pamaria kana pataria. Apa ari kusungirirwa mune mabarwe futi.
Saka ariko achisungirira makudo ndiana.
Mamwe acho iwawo ariimwe iwawo akatofanana namunangagwa dati gomo remakudo rese.
anotora mapepa asingachanzima kuti uyaone paya pawairi yaona paona irapa andimazoona mai saka kuti iwo mabarwa arimo arege kurya arege kurya futi anitorya nekuti iwo agara asara iwawo ari kurya zvirimo izvezvo andimazoona mai saka kuti titi vaanangagwapa pane zvavari kuita chaizvo chaizvo zvinooneka hapana vari kufamba nenhenda yeshure kuti muri kundiona here tinoona kuti kudini baba iziso chazvatichioni corruption yacho anotaura chavaita chakuru chinooneka chiri bcause isizvo zvatinee zvakare kumbirai kangai wakaba 300 million
vaidzi vakaba hatitika
gmb achiri minister of agriculture asi haana kutonga tikatora dzananyagumbo tikatora dzakawandisa ndikaona kuti kufamba vakaita nhenda yashure kwaari kuita kuti vanhu vasaona kuti chii chekutora ndiko ndezve ndingangotaura kuti nekugiana mazinga zvaari kutaura kuti ndo zviri kuitika namunangagwa soti ja tiri kuona zvaari kuita regai paanotangira pati paangatanga kutanga ipapo ino rwizi rwese rwakatomira kare zvikatopera saka hapasina paanotangira apa kungotanga nyadzi kuti semunhu wagazwa nenzira dzisidzo semunhu waitemura chigaro kuti uone kuti zvingaenda nepi zvingada kubatwa nepapi unongoti apa bate se apa bate se apa bate se hapana chinooneka kana chinobuda chii hazvina zvumo saka corruption yacho anotaura kuti ikude kuzama ndeipi saka yaari kuzama hatisi kuiona izvo hatine kumboona kana munhu wani achadywa hatisi kuona munhu wani kana kuti wazi zvakati wasora uri pakati haa
aiwasaka
ndozvidatokotaura zvemaita basi
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma forward that's some comma forward there using you know
some metaphors eh?
Yes a lot of them of course likening Zanu PF to a troop of baboons he said that you know they all go to the field steal maize you know but occasionally they will penalize a few baboons yes they kick them out and then they tie them somewhere and say you've been stealing maize but you know they've been doing it together you know so he said that he's a man of little faith he says government cannot handle it because you know it's not approaching the subject with dirty hands but the whole body is dirty.
This is what the best the best gesture to the nation would be to have President Mnangagwa himself first declare his assets and wealth publicly while his government is still looking for more people or corrupt people so that Zimbabweans will know that they have a non-corrupt president. I think we've got Priscilla maybe
we have another caller I think in Ndebele.
Yes,
Kotumbuzo zosalumile futhi ukuthi kathi yena ozobophumlanga kuzovela kuphi ngoba na igama lakhe liyathinta endaweni eziningi umbuzo zosalumile lapho ukuthi ngubani kodwa ke mbona ukuthi engabagweba laba bantu yabona maye ngabagweba ena mikhanda ngaliginya ngoba ngibona engabagweba laba bantu
awuboni ke manje isikhathi sesizaphela mnumzana siyabonga. Yeah, so he says, who'll cut the cards? Who's going to arrest the president, if ever? There's a case to answer. That's a big question.
Indeed. Of course, like we want to emphasize, all those allegations, it's up to the courts to decide. We have heard names are being thrown around. So-and-so is corrupt, so-and-so is corrupt. But it's all up to the courts to decide. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer, Ms. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu, a political activist. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.